This is MSG Mic'd Up with the latest news and stories from across the Joint Base.
And welcome back, everyone, to episode 5 of MSG Mic'd Up. This is Lieutenant Colonel Clark, and today I have with me Master Sergeant Nicole Hahn.
Hi, how are you?
Great. All right. So today, a topic near and dear to my heart, innovation. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that we're doing within the MSG and then look even wider across the Joint Base. The first initiative we're going to talk about are the LRS crew buses. I got to see these on the recent visit from General Miller, the AMC commander. So we got to see these outside of the Innovation Lab, but it was a pretty cool project. So the air crew, they have all these bags that they always take with them. And so the buses in the past, they used to just pile those bags on top of all the seats and they would tear the seat cushions and it was not very convenient. And so someone had the idea, why don't we just take out a set of the seats to create a like an area to put all the baggage. And so it was a simple change. Vehicle maintainers love it because the seats aren't getting torn up anymore. And the air crew love it because they're no longer having to lug their luggage over seats and put them in everything. So a cool idea that came from the LRS. I think Colonel Berridge would say that the LRS was doing innovation before innovation was cool. That's what he likes to say. But that was one thing that they implemented a few years ago or within the last year, and a simple change that's done a lot of good. Some newer things within MSG 2020 Plus is the transportation suite.
So yes, the transportation suite is an idea to bring transportation to the base. Since we do live, or not live, some of us actually do live, but we work in an area where it's very limited in our surroundings, some of the things that we have. So we decided that it might be a good idea to bring transportation and provide that to the members here on base.
If you've lived in some of the other big cities, like let's say DC.
Oh, yeah.
So when I lived in DC, I could bike to work, bike to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
I could bike share to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
I could take the Metro. There's probably 5 or 6 different ways that I could get to work, and that's before I even considered driving my truck.
Yeah, and that's also like a great thing for the new airmen that are coming in on base who don't have vehicles at all, to have those different kinds of opportunities such as bike sharing or possibly
scooters. Sharing.
Yeah, scooter sharing.
Have you tried the scooters?
Actually, no. I've actually wanted to. I think next time I'm in a big city, I'm going to actually try those scooters out.
Okay, definitely try them out. We tried them out, and they on a recent trip to San Antonio, and we found that they're very fun, probably a little dangerous. It's probably smart to wear a helmet when
yes.
you're riding the scooters around.
Yes.
But definitely a cool way to get around.
Well, since I am going to San Antonio next
week.
Oh,
boom. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll have to report back.
Yes, I will.
They're everywhere. Okay. Almost a nuisance, but you'll have to check them out. That's one example within MSG 2020 Plus. One other thing that we're doing within the contracting squadron that we just rolled out is regular telework. So we're trying to increase our capability to handle snow events, natural disasters, things like that. So we are having our folks telework. Now, the only way you're going to be able to become proficient teleworking if one of those natural disasters or whatever, or even snow events occurs, is if people are practicing it throughout the year. So we, just this last week, are rolling out regular telework, where some of the members of the squadron are every Friday or every Thursday, they're teleworking.
That's actually pretty amazing. I came from the Air Force Academy where people actually telework from a different state.
Oh, see, that's the next step. So
okay.
That's the next thing that we're going to work on, but we're trying to kind of crawl, walk, run here.
Yeah.
But the next step is a complete job portability.
That's awesome.
So the initial lessons learned that people had. So first off, people were amazed at how much additional work they were able to get done.
Yes.
So when you remove the distractions, people discovered that they just knocked off a bunch of things off their to-do list that had been languishing there for a while.
Yes.
In fact, one person started teleworking, and then the other person said, hey, what's going on? Because this person is taking care of all these taskers that we're overdue on? What's the deal today? And then sure enough, that was the day that individual was teleworking. So we're finding that people are able to focus and take care of some of the things on their backlog that they hadn't been able to.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That's cool.
And you have to work through some of the technical issues of mm-hmm. VPN and things like that, yeah. But we've put together a guide and so far it's working, so we're excited to see how it turns out.
That's awesome.
All right, so that's a couple things within the MSG that we're working on. Looking at it from a bigger perspective, there's organizations on the joint base where innovators are getting together to solve problems. And one of those organizations is Infinity Spark. So I don't know, have you heard about that?
I have. So I actually would love to just spend my whole entire day in the innovation lab where Infinity Spark is, that's its little home base. But yeah, it's a group of people that get together to sit and try to innovate different kinds of ways or different kinds of ideas. And they've created many different platforms for people to reach out. They have Facebook. They have, what else? They have a Slack account where they can go and share different ideas with each other. And also the Innovation Lab that I talked about, it's amazing in there.
So how do you get into the Innovation Lab, or how do you get access?
So there's an app that you use which connects to your Bluetooth, and you can place your phone up to the door, and it automatically lets you in. So it's open 24 hours for all airmen to go in there and work on whatever idea they have. They want to ask questions about an idea, they can sit in there and write on the white walls, or they can go in there and use a 3D printing. What else do they have in there?
So you said write on the white walls.
Yes. So they have...
Talk about that.
The walls are painted with, what is it called? The whiteboard or the...
It's pretty much whiteboard paint.
It's like a whiteboard paint, yeah. And they can sit there and they write their ideas on there, and they can leave them up there for other innovators to come in and maybe answer some of the questions that they had, or add to it, or ask them questions about their ideas. So that's it's a great way to sit there and just think. So when I think about ideas, I like to sit there with a whiteboard and write down everything. So it's pretty awesome to see that other people are taking advantage of that as well.
Right. And so I think to get access, there's a stack of the agreements that you have to fill
yes.
out. So you fill
mm-hmm.
out the agreement, and then you send that in, and then they'll give you access on your phone.
Yes.
And you download the app, and they'll give you a code to enter that
mm-hmm.
that will give you access. And some of the other things, for those of you that haven't been in there, they have 3D printing, there's soldering, there's a sewing kit, which at first people think, what in the world is there a sewing machine in here for?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the uses are to sew straps onto bags. So people used to have to lug the big duffel bags,
yeah.
just the handles.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have sewn like the hockey shoulder straps onto the duffel bags.
I didn't know that.
And also embroidering with the sewing machine.
Oh, didn't they make the spark patches
yes.
with the embroidery? Yes.
So lots of cool things going on there. If you haven't checked it out, definitely make your way over. It's right next to Pudgy's. So
mm-hmm.
check it out. The next thing we want to talk about is the JBMDL Innovation Challenge. So we kicked that off in December.
Yes.
And we asked for ideas from across the joint base. We're looking to gather these ideas so we can spend the squadron innovation funds on ideas that were generated from airmen from the lowest levels. So we got 37 ideas in.
Yeah.
And lots of good ones. We're currently in the refinement phase. So we got ideas in. There were some that we could execute immediately. So
mm-hmm.
it was an actual product or something that with a price tag. And then some of the other, most of the ideas I'd probably say are more concepts or general ideas.
Yes.
So what we're working through now is refining those down into ideas that we can execute so that someone can walk up to a squadron commander or perhaps a wing commander and say, my idea is this. Here's the way I want to test it out, and here's how much money I need. So we're working through that, but in the meantime, we do have, Master Han, one of the reasons we have you on here is you submitted the Sims idea.
Yes,
I did. And one of the goals of the JBMDL Innovation Challenge was to not only submit ideas for the Squadron Innovation Funds, but to treat this as kind of a feeder program for the larger AMC Spark Tank or Air Force Spark Tank. And yours was a first idea that got picked up in a larger competition. So you submitted your Sims idea to the AFIMSC Innovation Rodeo.
Yes, I did.
And out of the 200 ideas, it made the top 8.
Yes.
And you're headed to San Antonio just next week to pitch your idea.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about Sims.
So I am a material management troop by trade, so supply. And what I realized after leaving the career field and going to the Air Force Academy and coming back 5 years later into my career field, that our systems were pretty much the same. And the way we were doing things inside the warehouse were very archaic. We were still using paper. We're still using, we're not scanning any items. We're not doing things to the level that I know that we can. So I sat there with the airmen and we kind of discussed our processes and saw and wrote down where our redundancies were, where our time, so the majority of our time was spent. And we realized that we could do things faster and better. And this is where the Streamline Innovation or Streamline Inventory Management Systems came into play, SIMS. Is from that, I sat down and I thought, well, why can't we take all of our systems that we have that touch our career field and merge them into one system? And so that it is just a one click for the airmen to use. And on top of that, create an application that they can use throughout the warehouse as well. So that's what Sims is.
When you say throughout the warehouse, mm-hmm. you're talking about using it on iPads, mobile phones?
Smartphones, yes.
Okay. What do they use right now, a clipboard?
So yes, they use a clipboard, a piece of paper, and a pencil. And
okay.
A pen. Yeah.
All right, so you are going, like we mentioned before, you're going to pitch this project to the rodeo, I guess, team for potential funding. And then you're also going to AFWERX.
Yes.
And so there's AFWERX Austin. Can you describe what AFWERX, the organization, is?
So that is an organization where they link up small businesses with Air Force members so that they can pitch their ideas either to these small businesses or small businesses are able to pitch their ideas to the big Air Force so that they can accomplish some of these goals that we're trying to achieve.
Cool. And so they've set up a workshop for you all to pitch your ideas.
They've set up a workshop for us to go down there and see what is available for us. And then I think I'm really excited to go down and see what they have going on.
Nice. And you're going to bring, just for those folks that submitted the JBMDL Innovation Challenge ideas, you're going to bring that list with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we'll see if from that list anyone has any ideas.
Yes. And then this is a great opportunity too to talk to different bases to see if they have the same kind of issues that we're having here and see what they're using as well. So
cool. So you mentioned before that the Sims, you want to incorporate all the systems, but then we were talking before the podcast that you've learned from what's the previous
ECSS,
which attempted to do this all in one big thing and was not successful.
No, they were not successful. So from 2004 to 2012 was how long the project was running, and it was almost $1 billion is what they say, a failure. I don't see it as a failure, more of an opportunity for us to learn from our mistakes, right?
So was the problem there that they pretty much didn't interact with the users and went off for multiple years trying to build the system, and then whatever they brought to the users was unusable.
Yes, exactly. So, and then everybody was, during that time frame, there was a lot of resistance to change, but now we're very lucky with the SECAF and they're, you know, they want change, they want those things. But the biggest thing is they didn't ask, you know, the users what they wanted. They were just kind of like, this is what I think they want. And it didn't work out for us.
Yeah. Okay, so your idea, you said you're going to start with one area first.
Yeah, so the idea is to start with the individual protection equipment system, the IPE section, to start there and to, because that section only has maybe two different databases that need to link together. And then we're going to learn from our mistakes there, gather the data, and then we're going to move on to a different section.
Okay. Are you thinking about incorporating blockchain?
Blockchain?
It's the new thing for databases.
No.
Oh, what it's probably that? Not a good idea.
Okay. No idea.
I can't let you know about, you know, no. Cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin.
Oh, yes, I
and
do.
And blockchain.
Blockchain, no. No.
Stay away from blockchain.
Okay, okay.
It's an interesting concept, but
blockchain.
You probably just need a database.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, so we're excited for you to go down to San Antonio, pitch your idea. I think it's going to be a great experience, and hopefully you'll come back. Is there one? Are they funding one? Or are they funding multiple? What's the deal?
They're
with
funding
that?
Three. So if they're funding three to do a prototype, or whatever they're asking, and then those three will go to AFWERX in Vegas and pitch their idea for $2 million.
Okay, so how much time do you have to work through your prototype? Do you know that?
No, I don't. I need to look and see.
So, top three. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
There's a couple other initiatives I wanted to just mention that we've already started working on that came up through the JBM Dell Innovation Challenge. So one is the CHAP app.
Oh, yes.
Can you talk about that one?
So I actually just talked to Chaplain Ruiz today, and he kind of gave us a breakdown of what he was looking for in an application. And what's exciting about this application is it's something that's used for, you know, the airmen, for them to be able to talk to the chaplain through possibly a text or an application, which is amazing. It's 'cause some airmen, they don't have the time or they don't want to go into the chapel to see them. We're in a generation of technology. They want to use that kind of that platform. So we sat down and he gave a laundry list of what he was thinking about in the application. And I'm going to put it together and we're going to see.
Yeah. And I think I looked around a little bit. I don't know that there's a commercial solution that fits
no.
in exactly.
So I don't think so as well, especially when it comes to just the chaplain corps in general and then what he was thinking. I think this is not something that we can just purchase. It's something that he's going to have to build, which I think is exciting.
Yeah. Maybe a little tougher, but...
And then he even brought up the, you know, of course, because we want to make sure that we are doing it right. So starting off small with one chaplain with only two squadrons and seeing how it works and then going from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the key with all of this innovation.
Yes.
If you want to get it moving, if you start small and kind of get your foot in the door with a... experiment or prototype or something like that, and then the good thing there is if it doesn't work, you can move on.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If it does work, then you can start to scale it up to a bigger thing.
Yeah, exactly. And he just actually reached out to his chaplain corps, their innovation cell, to see if they were trying to do something, and if not, then here we go with, you know, trying to get the whole chaplain corps on board with this.
Yeah, awesome. So another idea that came in was from the CDC. So they do time cards, or I guess every day and every night they do time cards.
Yes.
And the previous approach was basically like a sign-in sheet that everyone wrote their time in, time out on. And then those all had to be collected, and there's someone who would read through those and hand jam all the information into a spreadsheet. And so the cool thing about this idea is we started talking about it, and then now Major Sigalski just promoted.
Yeah, that's right. Today.
He said, you know what? I think we can help you out this afternoon. So they got together. They looked for different free trial apps. Mm-hmm. And that afternoon they had picked an app. There's iPads that we're reusing. So we had an iPad, and we had printed out the barcodes for each employee so that they can just scan their code. And it was in production or in test phase within one day.
I think that's awesome. What I think is also awesome is the fact that it was a civilian.
Yes.
A civilian that put the innovation idea in there. So that's amazing.
We got ideas from all over the place.
I know.
It was great. So the last idea that I want to mention is the recall app idea. So this one I think is interesting because if you look at the Air Force Spark Tank winners, there's a recall app within those winners.
Yes.
This app, the app for the Air Force Spark Tank, was the idea was to build it from scratch pretty much. Or they had a starting point.
Yes, they have a starting point.
But it's to build it new, I guess.
Yeah.
To build it from the ground up.
Yeah, it's a custom build it for
us,
right? Yeah.
And the Captain Bradley over at the in the 305th came up with the idea. He found a commercial solution out there that's for alert media. Yeah, alert media. Mm-hmm. They have a potential solution where it's already built. It has probably 90% of the functionality that we're looking for.
Yes.
And so we're looking at testing that out. So with a lot of these ideas, the first thing you want to do is see if there's something available in the commercial market that can meet our needs or at least get us close.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's hard to build. You will find this out as you go through the Sims process that it's a challenge to build something from scratch.
Yes.
Things seem simple until you get into it, and then you realize that things are much more complicated than expected.
Yes, I understand that.
But for the challenge, we're looking for ideas that span across the spectrum. So we're looking for, hey, everyone has this. Another example, the Square app to accept payment. Like, that's not mm-hmm. anything new for vendors, but maybe it's new for the organizations on base. But we're looking for everything from, this is what easily available in the commercial market, to, hey, this is in the commercial market, but it's pretty cutting edge, to, hey, this is not available at all. We may have to build this ourselves. But we're looking for ideas across the spectrum to figure out what's the best way to get to a prototype.
Yep.
So that's kind of a rundown of the JBMDL Innovation Challenge and where we're at on those. So the last thing I want to do is just kind of recap some of the areas that airmen can get involved in innovation across the wing. Because you mentioned there's many different organizations and groups, and the idea is you don't have to solve this yourself. There may be someone out there who's an expert on this that can help you solve this. So what we're trying to do is create a community of innovators that can get together and help each other solve problems. Some of the areas that we talked about, there's Infinity Spark. Mm-hmm. I'll get the Facebook, Slack, some of those links in the show notes for the podcast.
Okay.
And then did you want to mention Idea Scale? We haven't talked about that yet exactly.
So Idea Scale is the platform that the Air Force uses so that you can submit your idea to multiple different challenges. So bases across the Air Force have been putting in challenges into this Idea Scale. And this is how you can get your idea seen by others, and they can make comments and provide input to you.
Or if you just like to help people, or you have a special skill, someone may post an idea and you're like, oh yeah, that's easy. I can handle that in an hour or two.
Yes.
And so you can put in the comments, hey, have you thought about this? Or email me, I can help you with this problem. So if you're someone who's interested in helping other people solve problems, there's a lot of ideas out there that you may be able to help with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's out there. You also mentioned AFWorks.
Yes, they have a Slack. That's the same kind of concept as the Idea Scale in sharing your ideas. So AFWorks, a bunch of individuals are on there asking questions and sharing their different kind of ideas that they have. And that's how we got the opportunity to possibly get the Airman to Drunk Driving application here over at
Talk about that a little bit.
So I was on AFWorks, and one of the individuals said, would anybody like to try and be a test base for the Airman to Drunk Driving app, Airman Against Drunk Driving app? And I said yes.
Nice.
And brought it to the boss, Colonel Washington, and he said, oh, of course. So we're getting all the paperwork together, the review with legal.
Nice. So. All right, cool. And then the last thing that I have on here is just initiatives within MSG 2020 Plus. For those in the MSG, there's a lot of exciting things going on out there in the squadrons with onboarding, with training. We mentioned the transportation suite. There's a lot of cool projects and initiatives going on within your squadron that you can step up and volunteer to help out with. So with that, any last comments, Sarah Han?
I just want to say, if you're innovating out there, please just talk to somebody. Tell people what your idea is, so that don't keep it to yourself, because we really do want to hear what your idea is, no matter what rank, civilian, airman, officer, doesn't matter.
Yeah, so get your idea out there, or if you have a certain skill, then there's people out there looking for your help. So the goal is to build a good community of innovators that help us do cool things and increase our capability and better support the warfighter and take JBMDL to another level. So with that's all we have this week. Get out there and get innovating.